This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This animated video simplifies how the mind works. There are three distinct parts symbolized in this picture, which shape how we understand people. Let's begin with the ego. That's the most basic, primal part of the brain. It governs our emotions and instincts. It's the first to sense the environment and responds with these instincts. Ego connects to the intellect and the center, and it also influences bodily functions like heart rate and breathing. By contrast, the intellect lives in the frontal brain regions, deals with rules and facts and knowledge. Seeking truth requires effort, and this contrasts with the ego, which is much stronger and quicker than the intellect. The center is the real you. It's your highest form of consciousness. It floats throughout the brain. It links with the ego and intellect. It's not noticed by most people, and in fact even neurologists tend to overlook it because it's something that we have to develop ourselves. But now we're understanding that it's really there. Memory is distributed throughout the brain, and it exhibits something called plasticity. It gets stronger with various inputs, and it depends on what mood you're in as to what you recall. Each part of the brain processes information independently and interdependently, helping to shape our perspectives. One might live completely unaware that the ego dominates us. It directs us and misdirects us towards its own goals. Poets and philosophers have grappled with this tension, trying to understand why love might be blind, why we might be so prone to addiction and bad judgment. Now scientists are unraveling these things and showing us that these guys were right all along. These three parts of the mind really are very different in the way they communicate and perceive things. The human mind is perfectly designed and evolved as a wonderful biological instrument, an information processor. Embrace its mix of wretchedness, nobility, selfishness, kindness, and confusion. All of these things are potentially assets that you can turn to your own use. Take the journey of understanding yourself fully, and then we can develop the depths and complexities of your mind for the better.